हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। Having seen the unfoldment of the meanings of the word satyam, jnanam, anantam, the defining adjectives of the Brahman, now Shankara Bhagavatpada has his commentary on the word guha. We saw yesterday, why buddhihi, intellect, is said to be guha. The two meanings are beautifully given. The absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the all-pervasive reality, is available for recognition only in the mind. Therefore, reality is guhayam nihitam, guhayam said to be placed, said to be hidden, as though hidden in the cave of mind. Because nihitam, the word nihitam, it means sthitam, should not be mistaken that as the Brahman is located there. So it is not the, it's not the Brahman is not located in the cave of mind, cave of intellect. Brahman is all pervasive. There's no place where Brahman is not. This absolute reality, limitless reality, implied by the term Brahman, is the very adhishtanam of everything, including the space. Space itself enjoys existence in Brahma. So the entirety of the objective universe enjoys its existence in Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is the adhishtanam of everything. So Brahman is not located in the mind. So mind is not the locus, the place where Brahman is located. All pervasive reality, Brahman is available for recognition in the mind. And that mind is likened to guha. Because two reasons were given. Samvaranarthasya nigudhaha. Guhatehe samvaranarthaha asti. The verb guhati, derived from the root guh, has the meaning of covering, hiding, concealing. Therefore, asyam jnana jnaya jnatru padarthaha asyam nigudhaha iti guha buddhihi. Why buddhihi? The intellect is said to be the cave because asyam nigudhaha. Just as many things remain hidden in the cave, here also in the intellect, are hidden as it were. What are they? The jnana jnaya jnatru padarthaha. All objects, all meanings of this knowledge of objects, the objects to be known and the knower, all are hidden only in the mind. Therefore, the intellect is said to be guha. Then, boga apavargau purusharthau. These four purusharthas reduced to two as bhogaha and apavargaha. This bhoga apavargau asyam buddhau nigudhau. It is in this buddhi, it is in this intellect, all purusharthas reduced to as bhogaha and apavargaha also remain hidden or hidden. Therefore, because to pursue any purusharta is the mind. Mind must be functional. It is in the mind one has to know the things, the objects of enjoyment, objects of pleasures, objects of security, even values, dharma, even the desire for accumulation of punyam. It is it to know the truth, a knowledge of the truth, and discovery of freedom. All purusharthas have to be pursued only with the help of mind, only in the mind. That is why it is said, bhoga apavargau asyam nigudhau purusharthau iti guha. We explained beautifully why intellect is said to be guha. Because it is in this intellect, everything remains hidden, nigudhaha. That meaning you have seen. Now he moves on to the next word. Yo veda nihitam guhayam. So we understood guhayam. Understood now. Parame vyoman. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to comment upon these two words. Paramam vyoma. Actually, I wanted to remember the word vyoma. Vyoman. Nakarantaha pullingaha vyoman shabdaha. It's a masculine gender word, which means space. Another is a synonym of the word akashaha. Akashaha, akasham. Is both obey. It is akashaha is a masculine gender word. Akasham is also a neuter gender word. Whereas vyoman is a pulling shabdaha, but here it is used as the neuter gender word. It's for instruction, information for Sanskritam students. So next he is going to comment upon the word paramam vyoma. Om brahma vida apnoti param tadhesha bhyukta satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman so ashnute sarvan kaman saha brahmana vipaschiteti. Okay, so tasyam means what here? In such intellect in which all the knower known knowledge, the meanings of the words knower known knowledge are hidden. It is in that intellect in which all purusharthas as bhogaha and apavargaha, even artha, kama, dharmaha, moksha, all purusharthas are hidden. In such buddhi, in that buddhi. And how is it buddhi? Parame prakrushte. Now he explained, paramam vyoma. Paramam is an adjective describing the space, vyoma. And why the space is said to be paramam vyoma? Paramam means what? Yes, prakrishtam. Paramam is equal to prakrishtam. So parame vyomni means prakrishte akashe. Parame vyomni. Okay, parame is equal to prakrishte. The space is said to be here prakrishtam. Utkrishtam. Prakrishtam means what? Exalted. Exalted means what is exalted? Here, highly sacred. What is highly sacred? Highly pure. Therefore, Parame, the highly exalted, highly sacred, Paramam. And what is Param, highly sacred here? Vyoman. See, Vyoman is the actually base word. But Shankara Bhagavatpada presents it in the seventh case. Parame Vyomni is the right expression in conventional. Conventionally, what is appropriate is Parame Vyomni. Parame Vyoman is a Chandasa Prayogaha. It is a Vedic usage. If we write in conventionally, if we write as Parame Vyoman, we will not get marks. Okay, it's wrong. But it's a Chandasa Prayogaha. So we don't change it there. But for our understanding, we have to change. Parame Vyoman is equal to Parame Vyomni. Parame Vyomni is locative case form. So the Buddhi, which is exalted space, highly sacred place. Highly sacred space, exalted space. So Parame, Prakrushte, then Vyoman, he says Vyomni. Vyoman is changed into Vyomni. Vyomni means what? Akashe. You have to make note of the Yan Sandhi there. Vyoman is equal to Vyomni. Vyomni ityukte akashe ityartaha akashe. Okay. Now, here Shankara Bhagavatpada gives another meaning. Why he gives other meaning? Not that this is the meaning he wants. He presents this as the meaning which has been given in the tradition. Given traditionally, what is the meaning given for this? That meaning he gives first. Avyakritakhe akashe. So this absolute reality, Brahman, is available for recognition in the exalted, highly sacred space. What is a highly sacred space? Which is known as Avyakritam. Avyakrita akhe akashe. Reality is available in the exalted sacred space known as Avyakritam. Avyakrita akhe Parame Vyomni. Parame Prakrishte akashe Avyakrita akhe. What is Avyakritam? So here, the word Paramam Vyoma, the first meaning given in the tradition is Avyakrita, Avyakritam. The exalted space, sacred space is Avyakritam. What is Avyakritam? Vyakritam, Vyakaroti is the verb. V, R, two prefixes. Vyakaroti means differentiates. Karoti does. Akaroti forms. Vyakaroti differentiates. So Vyakritam differentiated. Avyakritam undifferentiated. So here undifferentiated means what? Avyakritam is a word implying Maya. What is Maya? The unmanifest power. The unmanifest power. So avyakta shaktihi. Avyakta shakti, unmanifest power of the reality. Avyakta shaktihi, otherwise said to be Maya, is also known as what? Avyakritam. Avyakrita shaktihi or avyakritam. Avyaktam means unmanifest. The power, inseparable power of reality, is meant by different words. Avyaktam, unmanifest power. Then avyakritam, undifferentiated power. Pradhanam, Maya, different words are there. All these words mean only Maya Shakti. So why it's said to be avyakritam? When the total power of reality remains unmanifest, in that power, the entirety of the world of objects, all forms, names and functions, mobile, immobile beings, everything remains undifferentiated. Everything remains undifferentiated. It is like saying, when there is pitch darkness everywhere, you cannot distinguish, you cannot differentiate. Imagine if you are standing on the roadside, there is a pitch darkness. You cannot see where the tree is, which are the branches of the tree, what are the leaves, and where the road, what is happening. Only darkness, 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 quiet darkness. There's quiet, no sound, nothing. In the darkness, you cannot differentiate which is the road, which is the tree, which are the branches, which are leaves, and are there any human beings around? Nothing can be seen. You can only see darkness, darkness, darkness. So many things are there, scattered, but they all remain covered in one darkness. Then they are unmanifest. They are not available for perception. They're not available for perception means they are not differentiated. Objects are, varieties of objects are there, but they are not differentiated as this is the tree, this is the trunk, and these are the branches, these are the leaves. The differentiation of various parts is not possible in darkness. You don't even see the tree. And where is the question of differentiating the various parts of the tree? So differentiation is not possible in pitch darkness. Similarly, when the total power of knowledge, reality, remains unmanifest as total ignorance, the total power of reality, the knowing power, remains unmanifest, then there is total ignorance. The total ignorance is not absence of knowledge, not absence of power. The power is there, is unmanifest, not available. The power remains unmanifest and everything remains, the whole entirety of the world, including time and space, all forms, names and functions remain undifferentiated. Nothing. That's why in deep sleep state, to understand how in things remain unmanifested, undifferentiated in Maya, we have to see the total ignorance which you experience in deep sleep state. Whoever is fast asleep, in deep sleep state, the person who is asleep does not see anything. Doesn't it? Nothing exists for this person. Because everything remains unmanifested, undifferentiated. Therefore, Maya is also said to be avyakritam. Avyakrita shakti or avyakrita shakti or avyakritam. So the unmanifest power, and the total power remains unmanifest. The total unmanifest power is also said to be karana prapanchaha. And the same karana prapanchaha, Maya, is said to be karana shariram, avidya, in the standpoint of an individual. So here, the Brahman is there, where in the exalted sacred space known as an avyakritam, undifferentiated power. Why the power is called undifferentiated? When the power remains unmanifest, everything remains undifferentiated in the power. Therefore, the power is said to be avyakritam, undifferentiated. when the light is there, then you can differentiate. Everything becomes differentiated. You can differentiate that you can see the tree, then you can see, you can differentiate different parts of the tree. In the same way, when there's manifestation of the power, then everything shines in the light of manifest knowledge. Everything becomes differentiated. Therefore, unmanifest power is said to be undifferentiated power. So this undifferentiated power, unmanifest power, Maya, there Brahman is very much there, inseparably, as the source of the power. That's the one meaning. But Shankaracharya is going to say that even though that meaning is given in the tradition, it is not relevant for us to understand the teaching here. Therefore, he gives another meaning also, which we are going to see later on. So tasyam parame prakrishte. Parame is equal to prakrishte. Vyoman should be taken as vyomni. If you take it as vyomni, the meaning is akashe. So parame vyomni means prakrishte akashe. The exalted sacred space, otherwise known as undifferentiated power, there Brahman is available for recognition as the inseparable source of the power. Okay. Taddhi paramam vyoma. And to why this meaning is given in the tradition, for which Shankar Bhagavatpada gives presents a quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, in the 11th mantra, the 8th section, 3rd chapter, this meaning is given there. Taddhi paramam vyoma. Taddhi paramam vyoma. That indeed is the exalted space. What that exalted space? Yetasmin nu khalu akshare gargi akashaha. Yetasmin nu khalu akshare gargi akashaha. So Yajnavalkya in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad tells his wife Gargi, hey Gargi, akashaha yetasmin akshare khalu. Yetasmin akshare khalu akashaha. It is in that imperishable. There is a space. That is, space is undifferentiated space. Undifferentiated, exalted space. So, the absolute reality, the attributeless reality, the imperishable reality is there, pervading the entire space in terms of unmanifested, undifferentiated power. In fact, there's no distance between the absolute reality and its power. We cannot even say its power. There's no, it's inseparable. The reality and its power are inseparable. They're one and the same. There's no distance between the power and the source of the power. Therefore, wherever the power is in and through pervaded by its source. So, avyakrita shakti is in and through pervaded by its source. They're inseparable. Therefore, Akasha Parama, with this exalted space being pervaded by its source, Brahman, is available there in that very Shakti, in that very undifferentiated power. This is one meaning. Etasminnu khalu akshare gargi akashaha. It is this exalted space is in Brahma. Brahman is available for recognition in that space. They're inseparably, there is one. That is the idea here. It is one meaning. But this meaning is not going to be taken seriously by Shankara Bhagavatpada. He presents the meaning given in the tradition. He is going to give another meaning also. We're going to see that. Before we go to see the next meaning, let me tell you, Pooja Swamiji always beautifully explained the meaning of the word Akashaha. The word Akashaha literally means this space. Why space is, in Sanskritam, every word has a reason why a given word is used to denote something. Whichever word is used to denote any given object, a given word used to denote a given object has a reason why that particular word is used. For example, when you say star, why a star is called star in English? I do not know Latin or Greek, so I can't explain. But in Sanskritam, why the star is called nakshatram? Na ksharati iti nakshatram. That which does not perish. It doesn't perish, therefore it's called nakshatram. Even aksharam. Aksharam, even the sound in the letter doesn't perish. Therefore it's called aksharam. Nothing perishes here, really speaking. So, for every word, every object denoted by any word, is denoted by a given word because there's a specific reason. In the same way here, Akashaha, space is said to be Akashaha. Even Atma is said to be Akashaha. The absolute reality implied by the term Atma or Brahman also is said to be Akashaha. So Akashaha can mean reality, absolute reality. Akashaha can mean space. Akashaha can mean avyakritam, the power of the reality also. Why? Because kashaha means light. So that which shines is kashaha. Kashate iti kashaha. Kashate means shines. Prakarshena kashate iti prakashaha. Kashaha means light, effulgence. Prakashaha means light. Now, akashaha. Prakrashena kashate iti prakashaha. A samantat kashate iti akashaha. A samantat kashate means what? That which shines everywhere. There's no time, no place, no object where it does not shine. Everywhere, it's that which shines everywhere, always in everything is what? Akashaha. So whichever object you see, whatever you see, everything exists in only in space. So space is called Akashaha because space shines everywhere. Asamantat kashate iti Akashaha. So space is relatively all-pervasive. So it shines everywhere. So it's Akashaha. What is absolutely shines everywhere? Even accommodating the all-pervasive space is consciousness. So the abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, is shining always. Even when the world is not there, when the space does not shine, still it shines. How illumining the total ignorance. So that which shines always, everywhere, as everything, asamantat kashate iti akashaha. Even the absolute reality, Brahman, is implied by the term Akashaha. Now here, this Avyakrita Shakti is also said to be Akashaha, because it is like everything is accommodated in space. The entirety of the world of countless number of forms, names and functions remain undifferentiated, unmanifested as one power. Therefore, this Avyakrita Shakti is also said to be Akashaha. The different, we have to see the word Akasha is used in different contexts, meaning different things. Therefore, here, this here, Paramam, Paramam Vyoma, Parame Vyomni, means in the exalted space, otherwise known as the unmanifest, undifferentiated power of reality, which is inseparable from the reality, therefore reality is very much available in that power. That's the meaning. And that is supported by another Shruti statement is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Etasminnu khalu akshare gargi akashah. It is in this imperishable reality Brahman that is inseparably there, this unmanifest power, undifferentiated power. Therefore, where the power is, there Brahman is available for recognition. That is the meaning here. Iti akshara sannikarshat. Akshara sannikarshaha means what? The inseparability. As there is inseparableness, there is no separation at all. Just as this heat and fire are inseparable, here the power of knowing and this abstract formless reality are inseparable. Very swarupa. Therefore, it is understood. Iti akshara sannikarshat. Sannikarshaha means samipyam, closeness, proximity. There's inseparable, we cannot even say close. Closeness or remoteness always implies something which is different. They are not even two. You can talk about the closeness of something to something, remoteness of something to something, only if there are two things. But here, the unmanifest, undifferentiated power and the source of the power reality are not even two. There's no distance. But due to the inseparable closeness, inseparably close, inseparable closeness of the reality and its, the power and its source, it is said that Brahman is available for recognition as the very source of the power in the very power. That's the one meaning of what commentary of this on this Paramam Vyoma, Parame Vyomni. Okay. Now we go to the next one. Guhayam. So Guha already understands Buddhi. So Guhayam, the Guha, which is this space here. The intellect, which is likened to the cave, is this space here. Guhayam Vyomni Itiva. Now, Guhayam is a locative case. Guha being Akaranta Stilinga Shabdaha. The locative case form of Guha is Guhayam. And this Vyoman, the Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Locative case form of the word ending in Nakara. What is that? Vyomni. So both words are in locative case. Vyomni Guhayam Iti Va Samanadhi Karanyat. As there is Samanadhi Karanyam. Samanadhi Karanyam means what? As both words are in the same case form, locative case form. Samanadhi Karanyat. avyakrita akashameva guha. So here avyakrita akashameva guha. So avyakrita akashaha means the unmanifest power. Always to be maya alone, here is the space in which everything remains, okay, undifferentiated. And that undifferentiated power alone, here is the guha, the cave. Tatra api nigudaha. Why it is guha? Why this avyakrita shaktihi, the unmanifest power, undifferentiated power, which is the space, which is likened to a cave here, why it's guha? Tatra api, even in that unmanifest power, where things remain undifferentiated, he says, tatra api, there also, sarve padarthaha nigudaha. Sarve padarthaha nigudaha. All objects which constitute the entirety of the universe. Sarve padarthaha nigudaha. All objects which constitute the jagat remain hidden. In that, remain undifferentiated. When they remain undifferentiated, they are as though hidden. Of course, they are hidden. When kada trishu kaleshu. So, sarve padarthaha trishu kaleshu tatra api nigudaha. There also they are nigudaha. Earlier we saw how in the buddhi, buddhi is guha, in the cave of intellect, all knower known knowledge objects remain covered, all purusharthas remain hidden, therefore buddhi is cave. There's one meaning we understood. Another meaning given in the tradition is what? This avyakritam, avyakrita shakti, the undifferentiated power, the unmanifest power maya, the inseparable power of maya, the Brahman, is also guha, cave, because there also trishu kaleshu, in all three periods of time, in the waking state, in all trishu kaleshu, sarve padarthaha nigudaha, it is in that knowing power alone, it is in that unmanifested, undifferentiated power alone, all objects which constitute the entirety of the universe remain hidden. Why? He says, karanatvat sukshma taratvat cha tasmin antar nihitam tad brahma. Okay, that we'll see next line sentence. Karanatvatu sukshma taratvatu cha. Okay, now we have to understand why it is maya, the avyakta shakti, avyakrita shakti is said to be the guha, because everything, all objects remain hidden in the unmanifest power. When the power remains unmanifest, the whole jagat remains unmanifest. Whenever the knowing power of reality remains unmanifest, the entire universe remains unmanifest. The entire universe remains unmanifest. The universe is not available for interaction, objectification, enjoyment. Then what if all the objects remain undifferentiated? That is why unmanifest power is also said to be what? Avyakrita prapanchaha. Avyakta prapanchaha. When the universe remains unmanifest, undifferentiated as one power, then it is a karana prapanchaha. The universe in potential condition. Before the universe becomes manifest and differentiated, where is the universe? the whole universe, including time and space, remains undifferentiated, unmanifest as one power. When it is universe in potential condition, causal condition. So this avyakrita shakti is also said to be avyakta prapanchaha, avyakrita prapanchaha or karana prapanchaha. So what is this avyakrita akashaha and universe? When the unmanifest power becomes manifest, there is jagat. The jagat becomes, universe becomes unmanifest, it is undifferentiated, unmanifest power. You want the same? The power, manifested power is jnanam, which is universe. The unmanifested power, unmanifest is what? Undifferentiated is what? The universe in its causal condition. Therefore, avidya, ajnanam, pradhanam, avyakritam, avyaktam, all these words mean what? The potential power of the reality. Therefore, here it is said, so from this unmanifest power alone, the subtle universe becomes manifest. When subtle universe becomes manifest, then through subtle manifestation, then the gross universe also becomes manifest. So sthula prapanchasya vyaktata, the manifestation of gross universe is possible only when there is manifestation of subtle universe. And the subtle universe becomes manifest from the much subtler causal power. Karna prapanchaha. So the universe in potential condition is subtler. Universe in causal condition, potential condition is subtler than the subtle manifest universe. Unmanifest universe, unmanifest power is subtler than the subtle manifest universe. Then there is a gross universe, subtle universe, and a subtler unmanifest power. The subtler unmanifest power remains inseparably with its source, the subtlest reality. So reality is the subtlest. There's nothing subtler than the reality. And the power of the reality is subtler. From the subtler power, the subtle universe becomes manifest. And from the subtle universe, gross universe becomes manifest. Therefore, the karanatvatu, as this subtle unmanifest, as this power has status of being the material cause of the universe, and also as it is, it has the status of being subtler than the subtle universe, it is in this exalted space, otherwise said to be unmanifest power alone, the all objects which constitute the universe remain hidden. Therefore, what? The word here, the guha also means, the cave also means paramak, exalted space. The exalted space is what here? The unmanifest power of reality. Tasmin, in that, antarnihitam tad brahma. This absolute reality, ultimate truth implied by the term Brahman, remains as though hidden in that very power. That tasmin antarnihitam. In that, as though hidden in that power. Means it is available for recognition there. This is one meaning. Okay, it is this Maya which alone is there in every individual as what? Total ignorance. Purna Vidya. Okay, Purna Avidya, the total ignorance, is what is said to be Maya, the unmanifest power, from the standpoint of the total, is said to be Avidya from the standpoint of an individual. So whenever there is total ignorance, there is very much Brahma as a source of the unmanifest power. But here this meaning is not taken for our understanding. Why? Because if there's total ignorance and if Brahman is available, Brahman is there very much as a source of the unmanifest power. Still, Brahman cannot be recognized. Because whenever there's total ignorance, this mind is non-functional. When the mind is non-functional, there's no manifestation. Then it is not possible to recognize Brahman. There must be certain manifestation of Brahma, manifestation of knowledge. Mind must be functional. Then discovery is possible. Therefore, that meaning is not taken. Which meaning? The avyakritam, the paramakashaha, the exalted space, which is like a cave, and which is also known as avyakritam, unmanifest power, where Brahman is available, where Brahman remains hidden as it were. That meaning is not taken here. Okay? When he gives the meaning, we have seen the meaning, that's all. Now, what is that meaning which Shankar Bhagavatpada recommends? We are going to see that next sentence. He says, let us not take that meaning at all. Let us take a simple meaning here. What is that meaning? The actual meaning recommended, accepted by Shankar Bhagavatpada is given here now. Hardameva tu paramam vyoma iti nyayam. What is the meaning of the word? Paramam parame vyomne, he says, hardameva paramam vyoma. Hardam means what? Hrid means physical heart. Hrid also means intellect, okay? Hrid means physical heart. The physical heart is the golakam. Golakam. Golakam means a physical part in which the antahkarana indriyam is there. The entire mind, okay, always said to be intellect. The intellect here is the indriyam. Just as the eyes are the golakams, eyeballs are the golakam for the seeing power, ears, eardrums are the golakam for the hearing power. For every indriyam, there's a respective golakam. Similarly, the physical heart, otherwise be hridayam or hrid, is the golakam for indriyam, buddhi indriyam. For the subtle power, buddhi is a subtle power obtaining in the physical heart, which is the golakam. And therefore, the buddhi is the space. Intellect is the space which obtains within the golakam called physical heart. The word is said, hardam. Anything pertaining to hrid is hardam. We say hardikaha shubhashayaha. We say hearty wishes. So hardam means what? Anything pertaining to hrid. Heart is what? Hardika. So hardam. So, Paramam Vyoma, it exalted space, the sacred space, is what the space obtaining within the heart. What is that buddhi? And taking that buddhi as the exalted space, obtaining within the physical heart, is what? Nyayam. Correct, it is appropriate. So, nyayam, anyayam, we know that. Anyayam, inappropriate. Nyayam, appropriate. What is appropriate here? we have to discover that reality, absolute reality, because in discovering that reality, our moksha is, we are interested only in moksha, not even in the knowledge of Brahma. Our interest is only in our freedom. Our freedom is in discovering Brahman and discovering freedom as very Swarupam of that reality is our aim. Therefore, where is that Brahman available for recognition? We don't need to worry about how Brahman is inseparably there in Maya, inseparable with Maya. That is not helpful for us. Therefore, he says, Tad Hardamevatu Paramam Vyoma. This exalted sacred space is nothing but the intellect obtaining within the physical heart. It is taking this meaning is appropriate. Iti nyayam. Because Upanishad also has this desire to convey. Upanishad has vivakshitatvam. Vivaksha. I want you to know this. Vivakshate means what? It's a desiderative verb. Vaktum icchati intends to convey. Intends to say. Desires to say. Desires to speak. Is what? Vivakshate. And vivakshita participle, vivakshitatvam. Means Upanishad has enjoys the status of desiring, intending to convey this. What is that? Vijnana angatvena, upasana angatvena, vyomnaha vakshitatvat. Upanishad always has the intention of, Upanishad intends to convey that space obtaining within the physical heart as the part of the upasanam. Vijnana angatvena, upasana angatvena. Vijnanam and upasanam, both words are used in the same meaning. Vijnanam also means meditation. Upasanam also means meditation. Vijnanam also means knowledge. So, vijnana angatvena, upasana angatvena, vyomnaha vakshitatvat. So, what he says, as Upanishad intends to use, say that space is part of the meditation, is involved in knowing the Brahman. Therefore, it's appropriate to say that space obtaining within, exalted space obtaining within the physical heart is meant by the word Paramam Vyoma. Because whether Saguna Brahma Upasanam, Ishvara Dhyanam, even to meditate upon Ishvara, this Antakaranam, I mean especially the Hridayakashaha, the space obtaining within the physical heart, there we say, always we say, mind is the indriyam obtaining within the physical heart, which is the Golakam. It is the mind is what, like a Garbhagraham. Mind is like the sanctum sanctorum. It is in that mind, Bhagavan is installed, as it were. Bhagavan means what? Here the reality looked upon as Ishvara is there as what? Very knowledge of self-existence as I am. Okay, Ishvara is there available for recognition as what? As manifest knowledge. Manifest knowledge is Ishvara. So it is the mind is like the Garbhagraham, sanctum sanctorum, where Ishvara is there available for recognition as the manifest knowledge. Manifestation of the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. That knowledge is Ishvara. That is the highest form of manifestations of knowledge. Then any manifestation of knowledge is Ishvara. So she was available for recognition on its own physical, in the physical heart, in the mind, obtaining within the Golakam called heart. Therefore, this space within the physical heart, in terms of intellect, where there's manifestation of knowledge, is available for recognition, is said to be the sanctum sanctorum of Ishvara. Therefore, it's upasana angatvena Upanishad vakshate. Upanishad intends to convey this, that this specific space in terms of intellect obtaining with the physical heart is part of what? Meditation upon Ishvara. It's a part of the Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Then also, it's part of what? Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. Vijnana Angatvena. Even though Brahman is all pervasive reality, Brahman is available for recognition as the swarupam of the manifestation of the truth, as the source of the manifestation of knowledge. As pure knowledge, the source of manifestation of knowledge, the Brahman is available. Therefore, as part of the Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, as part of the Saguna Brahma Upasanam, Upanishad intends to presents this space in terms of intellect obtaining within the Golakam called physical heart. Hardhamevattu paramam vyoma iti nyayam. It is appropriate to understand the, our own intellect as the exalted space. Okay. Now, Shri Prabhupada presents beautiful quotations. All these quotes are again for reinforcing our understanding. What is meant by the word, the guha is the buddhi, and this buddhi is the exalted space. It is in this the buddhi which is likened to a cave, intellect which is likened to a cave, and which is the exalted space. It is where the absolute reality is available for recognition. And the same fact is conveyed by other Shruti statements of Chandogya Upanishad. So he presents 2-3 quotes from the same Chandogya Upanishad. Yo vai sa bahirdha purushada kashaha. Yo vai sa bahirdha purushada kashaha. Yo vai sontaf purusha akashaha. Yo yamantar hridaya akashaha. Three sentences he presents from the same Upanishad. Yo vai sa bahirdha purushada akashaha. Yo vai sontaf purusha akashaha. Yo yamantar hridaya akashaha. Iti shutyantarat prasiddham hardasya vyomnaha paramatvam. What he says, hardasya vyomnaha paramatvam prasiddham. Prasiddham means what? Very well known. What is well known? Paramatvam. The exaltedness, the supremacy, the purity. Paramatvam here means the purity, exaltedness, sacredness of the space obtaining within the heart. So paramam, pure, exalted, sacred. Paramatvam, exaltedness. Paramatvam, purity, sacredness. So the sacredness, exaltedness, purity of the space in terms of the intellect, obtaining within the physical heart, the Golakam, is well known from even other Shruti statement, especially the statement of Chandogya Upanishad. What is said there? Yahavai saha bahirdha purushat akashaha. Purushat bahirdha akashaha yaha. That space which obtains outside of the individual being. Here purushaha means the individual being, implying the physical body. So there is a space outside the physical body of every individual. So yaha vai akashaha purushat bahihi. Yaha vai saha akashaha purushat bahihi. That space which obtains outside the physical body of an individual, yaha vai saha antah purusha akashaha. That same space obtains within the physical body of an individual also. There's one indivisible, undivided space. Okay, the space is outside the physical body. The space is inside the physical body of the individual also. In the same way, yaha ayam antar hridaya akashaha. There's also space within the physical heart. Antar hridaya akashaha. And within that physical heart, there is space. That space is what? Very intellect is the space. And the intellect, why it's intellect is space? That is where cognitions remain. That is where this specific knowledge has to rise of Brahman. That is where Brahman is available for recognition. Therefore, yaha ayam antarhridaya akashaha iti shrutyantarat prasiddham hardasya vyomnaha paramatvam. So the exaltedness, sacredness, the purity of the space in terms of buddhi obtaining within the Golakam called the heart is very well known from other Upanishads, our Upanishadic statement, especially the Chandogya Upanishadic statement also. So what does it mean? Yo vedanihitanguhayam parame vyoman means the person one can discover absolute reality Brahma in one's own intellect, a very surupam of the I. Brahman is available for recognition as the source of the manifestation of knowledge in one's own mind. Okay. Now, he's going to explain the word Parama also. Tasmin harde, tasmin harde vyomni, hardam vyoma means what? Space obtaining within the physical heart. The space pertaining to the hrid is hardam vyoma. Space pertaining to hrid is hardam vyoma. Harde vyomni, in the space obtaining within the physical heart, ya buddhihi guha, there is buddhi guha, that's the cave of intellect, tasyam nihitam brahma, there Brahman remains hidden, as it were. That Brahman which is there is available for what? Recognition. How? Tadvrittya viviktataya upalabhyate iti. Very nice. Tad brahma tadvrittyam. Tadvrittya means what? Vrittihi pertaining to Brahman is tadvruttihi, tadbrahma vruttihi. Tadvruttihi means tadbrahma vruttihi. The vruttihi pertaining to Brahman is tadvruttihi. If we say vriksha vruttihi, if the knowledge of the tree has to happen, there must be the thought pertaining to the tree. There must be thought form of the tree. The thought form of the tree must be there in the mind. That's called vriksha akara vruttihi. Vriksha akara vruttihi means what? Thought form of the tree. Vrikshakara vruttihi must rise. Then there will be vritti jnanam. Vriksha jnanam. Okay? That'd be manifestation of knowledge of the tree. Vritti must be there, then vritti jnanam is possible. The vritti itself is not there, vritti jnanam is not possible. For any knowledge of any object to take place, there must be vrittihi. The knowledge of the object is possible only if there is vritti pertaining to the given object. So ghatajnanam means what? The thought form of the pot must rise. Then there will be knowledge of the pot. Thought form of the tree must rise. Then there will be tree knowledge. Book form of the thought must rise. There will be book knowledge. House form of the vritti should rise for us to have the knowledge of the house. So a thought form of a given object should rise to have the knowledge of that given object. In the same way, here also, when the Upanishad is used as a pramanam, when the words of the Upanishads are unfolded, when the nature of the reality is understood, even though reality is not an object, reality is not the subject, not the object of knowledge. Reality is not anything. Reality is the source of everything, truth of everything. That reality also, when it is understood, how it is understood? We arrive at the nature of, arrive at the reality in terms of its nature. When the words of the Upanishad are unfolded carefully, properly, then in our buddhi, the thought form of the nature of the reality should rise. Thought form of the nature of the reality should rise. Then there is what? There will be knowledge of the reality in terms of its nature. That vritti, tadvritti means what? The vritti pertaining to, or you can say the thought form of the nature of reality. Brahmanaha swaroopa vishyavrittihi. Then there will be knowledge of the reality in terms of its nature. And that vritti is said to be what now? Atma akara vrittihi or Brahma akara vrittihi. Akhanda akara vrittihi. Akhanda akara vritti. Why akhandam? Because the nature of the reality is what? Indivisibility, undividedness is the nature of the reality. Akhanda akara vrittihi. Brahma akara vrittihi. Atma akara vrittihi means the vritti, the thought form of the nature of the reality rises when the Upanishad is operated as the pramanam. that akaran akhandakara, brahmakara vritti, atmakara vritti, akhandakara vritti, vastvakara vritti, vastu swarupakara vritti. That recognizes through that vritti, brahma vritti, okay? Tad vrittya. Vidiktataya upalabhyate. Through that vritti, the vritti rises. Viviktataya. Viviktata means what? Clearly. Viviktata means without any vagueness. Viviktataya. Clearly. Upalabhyate. Then reality, Brahman is available for recognition as one's own swarupam. Okay. Tasmin harde vyomni, in that space appearing within the physical heart, ya buddhi go buddhihi, that buddhi is a space and which is like a cave, that buddhi tasyam nihitam brahma. Brahman, which is placed there, hidden there as it were, is available for recognition clearly through the vritti pertaining, through the thought form of the nature of that brahma. And for how, what makes that, how does the vritti rise? For that vritti thought form of the nature of the reality can rise only when the shastra pramanam is operated properly. When the shastram is studied systematically, when the words of the shastram, when properly unfolded, the reality is arrived in terms of its nature, then there rises, what? The thought form of the nature of the reality. Then Brahman is available for recognition clearly. Therefore, what? The word yo vedanihi tanguha yam parame vyoman, that guha, and nothing but that what is said be cave is our own intellect. In that intellect, which is there, which is the exalted space. When does the buddhi which is likened to a cave becomes exalted space, where Brahman is available for recognition? Only when it is sacred space. When does it become sacred? Only when it becomes pure. That's why antahkaranam, the pure antahkaranam, the pure antahkaranam is there, then the buddhi becomes exalted space. The impure antahkaranam is impure, then there is no exalted space. There is no sacred space. The space is there. It doesn't become sacred, doesn't become exalted, then Brahman is not available, cannot be recognized. Even though Brahman is always there, available, still not available for recognition. Not recognizable. Because what is impure antahkaranam? The impure antahkaranam is not parama antahkaranam, not paramam vyoma. The buddhi has to be exalted space, sacred space. The mind must be pure, must be free from all impurities. Because ragaha, dveshaha, krodaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, matsaryam, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, all these impurities are there, means mind will be very disturbed. Kalushitam manaha. That if the mind is very disturbed, impure, then the intellect cannot be sacred, cannot be exalted, cannot be. Therefore, the pure mind is said to be sacred intellect. The mind is pure, intellect becomes sacred. sacred and also exalted. Then Shastra Pramanam also is operated, no disturbance. Attention is totally available for what is being unfolded. One can grasp the reality in terms of its nature. This is how Nityaha, how Sarvagataha, how Shashwataha. Understand? And there, vrittis pertaining to the nature of the reality rise. Then there is akhandakara, brahmakara, vastuakara, vastu swarupakara, vritti jnanam. Vritti rises, then Brahman becomes recognized. Brahman is available for knowledge, recognition as the swarupam. This how this must be understood. What is said here? Nahi anyatha. So, Shankar Bodhpada thoughtfully, immediately, he wants to make it very clear. We should not mistake, oh, Brahman is like Murti is located in the temple, Garbhagraham, Sanctum Sanctorum. We go all the way to the temple to have darshan of Bhagavan. Because location, isn't it? Symbolically, Murti is located in Garbhagraham. That is location. Where is the Garbhagraham? Where is the Murti? Murti is installed in the Garbhagraham. The location. Like that, Brahman is not specifically located in a given space. Buddha is not the location where Brahman is placed. No. Brahman is all pervasive. Everything exists in Brahma. Brahman is the only absolute locus, adhishthanam of everything. Brahman has no location. But available for recognition in the Buddha. Therefore, he makes it very clear, nahi anyatha, not at all, what? You should not be mistaken otherwise. Visishta deshakala sambandha nasti. Visishta deshakala sambandha nasti brahmanaha. This absolute reality, Brahman, does not have connection with a specific time and place. This is the time exactly Brahman is available. This is the place where Brahman is located. No. Visishta deshakala sambandha na nasti brahmanaha. Means what? This absolute reality implied by the term Brahman has no connection with a specific time or specific place. So we should not mistake the physical heart as the place where Brahman is located. No. Brahman is not located. Why? Sarvagatatvat. As Brahman is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Sarvagatatvat. As Brahman is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Nirviseshatvat cha. And also, as Brahman is of the nature of attributelessness. The two reasons are given. Brahman is ever of the nature of attributelessness. And Brahman is ever of the nature of all pervasiveness. Because of this reason, Brahman is not associated, connected with any place or times, any specific time or specific place. Always Brahman is available. Everywhere Brahman is there. There's no place where Brahman is not there. No time when Brahman is not there. Always Brahman is, everywhere Brahman is. But still, when Brahman becomes recognizable, available for recognition, when the thoughts pertaining to the nature of Brahman rise, thought form of the nature of Brahman rises, then through that vritti, Brahman is available for recognition. Understand? Nahi anyatha. So there's no specific, it's not a specific place where Brahman is sitting on the sitting. No, not like that. No occasion. சர்வகதத்வாத் சர்வகதம் பிரம்ம நிர்விசேஷம் பிரம்ம. சர்வகதத்வாத் நிர்விசேஷத்வாத் டியூ டு தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ்னஸ் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி, டியூ டு தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஆட்ரிபியூட்லெஸ்னஸ் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி, தி பிரம்மன் ஹாஸ் நோ கனெக்ஷன் வித் எனி ஸ்பெசிபிக் டைம் ஆர் ஸ்பேஸ். Ever it should not be mistaken such like that is very made very clear. The see, for knowledge to take place, vritti should arise. Knowledge of anything to take place, vritti pertaining to the object must rise. The thought form of the specific object should rise. That's why if the vritti rises in the mind, then the knowledge of given object is possible. That's why we say the existence of the external world of objects presupposes the existence of the thought forms of the objects. Is it? Thought must rise. So here similarly, even the only absolute reality, the abstract, subtlest, formless reality, is the only source of the power, endowed with the power, the nature of knowing, is also understood. How? Not as an object, not as a subject, but a surupma of everything, and the truth of knower no knowledge. It's understood when the words of the Upanishad are handled very carefully, unfolded very carefully, then the thought form of the nature of the reality rises, and through that vritti, tadvrittya, tasyam buddhiguhayam nihitam brahma vivittataya upalabhyate. Clearly, Brahman is available for recognition. The buddhi. Therefore what? Buddhi is said to be the cave. That's as though hidden. Isn't it? All vrittis remain there only now. Okay, just the time passed, my God. So with this, we have covered how many words now? Yo veda nihitam guhayam. Guhayam, we understood. Nihitam also we understood. As though hidden. Now that located there. Parame vyoman. Parame vyoman is equal to parame vyomni. Exalted space. That exalted space is nothing but the intellect, which is like into a cave. The same. Then we have to see next week. Next is what? Then the person discovers that Brahman in that buddhi. Then what is the benefit of knowing that Brahman? That we are going to see next class.
ப்ரஹ்மவிதாப்னோதி பரம் ததேஷாப்யுக்தா சத்யம் ஞானமனந்தம் ப்ரஹ்ம யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் பரமே வ்யோமன்.
யூ ஹவ் சீன் அண்டில் தென். ஸோ உஷ்ணுதே சர்வான் காமான் ஸஹ ப்ரஹ்மணா விபஷ்சிதேதி. தி நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் we'll see unfoldment of the next portion of the same class next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.